My father was Tommy Warren.
I always think of the fact that he chose not baseball, but his country.
Oklahoma native Tommy Warren made that choice nearly 75 years ago. It led the fastball pitcher on a life path that included active duty in World War II, professional baseball, and a troubled life during and after his time on the diamond. Warren's son David recently told his father's story to producer Greg Eklund.
I visited David Warren in his Leon, Kansas home. In his living room, there's a trunk containing his father's military and baseball mementos. He opens it, and all the memories come back.
My dad was born in 1917. His mother was a Creek Indian woman, and Indians were not treated any better than a lot of other minorities at the time. My Uncle Bunny came along a year after my father was born. They were the only two siblings. Grandpa pretty much raised them, and he worked on a railroad. He'd take off and be gone 5-6 days. When they had to scrounge their own food, Dad was particularly good at finding good hard rocks off the railroad tracks and hitting something, and my uncle would club it to death, and they would take it home, skin it, and eat it. They were tough boys in a tough time in a tough state.
That toughness would serve Tommy Warren well throughout his life. He would go on to become an outstanding athlete. He was All-State in high school basketball and football.
But his big love was baseball. My dad had the desire to be a major leaguer, and he had the ability. In 1941, he got a contract with the Brooklyn Dodgers for 1942. But later that year, all hell broke loose.
The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
December 7th, Pearl Harbor. Bunny Warren was there. The family did not know if he lived or died for many months. My father voided his contract with the Dodgers and joined the U.S. Navy. On January 21st, 1942, he was informed that he qualified for trade school. It was medical. But also, he qualified for the baseball. And they said baseball can come first and trade school second. So he started practicing baseball. At that time, he started a diary, his war diary, and I hold it in my hands as we speak. Part I want to read to you. Changed my mind at the last minute and decided to go to sea. Baseball manager doesn't like it. There you go. This is a man that could have sat there in a uniform and played baseball to entertain people. He was talented enough and they wanted him to do that. But this Indian boy went to war. My dad talked about how when they were on a ship, you listen, are the Brooklyn playing? Is the Yankees playing? You know, what's the score? And they'd be yelling the score up and down the damn ship. You'd have a guy in there at the radio room would be listening to the score and they'd be calling it all over the ship.
Another fastball pitched over the outside corner. Two strikes, one ball.
The manager swinging at the whistling line, drive to left center field. It's a base hit. It's taken on the second.
And he said, you better know who was playing shortstop for the Brooklyn Dodgers. If you didn't know it was Pee Wee Reese, then you were probably a German and we're going to get shot. He was on the Elizabeth Stanton in the fall of 1942. It was assigned to the Battle of Casablanca. And he volunteered to go ashore with the Marines.
David Warren has gotten much of what he knows about his father's service from talking with other veterans. They remember Tommy Warren tending to a wounded officer during the Battle of Casablanca when a grenade landed in his foxhole. Warren covered the grenade with his helmet and fell on it. Warren's medical records in the National Archives don't mention any injuries suffered during that battle, but a month later he fell off a 15-foot ladder while on active duty and suffered a serious head injury. That was the official reason for his return home.
My father was discharged from the U.S. Navy for being unfit to serve. But he had been playing baseball all summer in the armed services leagues with the great stars of the time. The Brooklyn Dodgers signed him, and he went to spring training camp at Bear Mountain, New York, in spring of 44. And in spring training, he did not give up a run. He pitched scoreless baseball.
What an incredible thing, because he was 35 pounds lighter than he'd been when he joined the Navy. He was just a shell of the man he had been. Let me tell you, he did not have a good arm. That took a lot of shrapnel into it. Later in life, pieces of metal fell out of his arm occasionally, and I would ask him what that sound was, and he would say it's shrapnel. So he had to develop other ways to get people out, and he chose the knuckleball. 1944 was a special year for Tommy Warren. He was in New York City playing baseball for the major leagues. This is his only year he played in the major leagues. My dad won one game, and it was at Ebbets Field. I have that ball at home. Dad started a doubleheader against the Cardinals. The Cardinals were on a 9-game winning streak. He pitched the entire first game and was winning pitcher, and they brought him back in as a relief pitcher. And he had the game won except for a throwing error at the end of the game that allowed a run to come in and cost him a double-headed victory. Dad almost won both games. It was amazing.
Warren played minor league ball for more than a decade. He taught baseball to his son David and to the neighborhood kids.
He loved kids, not particularly me. He was beloved by my friends. He could be himself when he was with children, especially if there was a baseball involved. He tried to be a good father, you know, the best he could be with what he knew. But there were problems. By the late 40s, he had a noticeable gambling problem, and it really hurt his baseball career. The bad times were when he was on losing streaks and he would strike out. The only time he ever really beat me, he beat me so bad that blood ran down my legs and stained my tennis shoes and my socks. My mother broke the door open and laid a sawed-off 12-gauge on the back of his head and said, "Next time you touch him, I'm firing both barrels and I will kill you." And he never touched me again. After Dad got out of baseball, he pushed it as far as he could. He was 44 years old. He had 6 more years to live. And in those years, he just had to have gambling, and he had to be big-time gambling. It had to be dangerous gambling. And I remember that last year in 1967, I went and spent 3 months with him, and it was so serious that he wouldn't have me in his apartment. He had me in another apartment. He was afraid something violent was going to happen. I didn't see him again until Christmas that year. I was at my grandfather's with my mother. They were divorced by this time. And my uncle was there, and normally my dad would stay there the whole time Bunny was there, and he just came in, had dinner, and left, which was real strange. I knew something was really, really wrong. He'd bet 3 games on New Year's Day. Because he lost all 3 and he didn't have the money, he took his own life. The day my father killed himself was the last day I ever placed a bet with anybody. I've never bought a lottery ticket. I don't gamble at all. That started the day he shot himself. It wasn't until my father's funeral that I realized how much he was really loved by the people of Tulsa, Oklahoma. I've got pictures of him taking kids in their wheelchairs and taking them to the games and setting them on the field where they actually felt like they were part of it, in their wheelchairs and leaning against the wall with their crutches, because he cared. He cared about baseball and he cared about kids. That funeral, it was unbelievable. Of all the people that were in wheelchairs, those were those kids that he took to that field. There was so much love among the people there. He didn't know he was loved like that. He didn't know all those kids that he took to the ballpark remembered him and cared. I'm honored that he succeeded where he succeeded, and I'm a little ashamed of his failures. He could have been so much more. I saw so much of the damage he did to himself that it was hard for me as I got older. But now looking back on it, I think he had a lot more positive than he had negative. And I miss him to this day.
Dad David Warren is the son of Major League pitcher and World War II veteran Tommy Warren. In 1955, Warren received a citation from the Veterans of Foreign Wars honoring him for outstanding bravery at the Naval Battle of Casablanca and declaring his status as the first wounded veteran of World War II to return to organized baseball. Our story was produced by Greg Eklund and Gary Wallach.